back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today we're sharing all kinds of great tips to make your vacation spectacular. I mean, that's exactly what we want when we go on vacation. And one way to do that, Olivia, is to take those great photographs.
Yeah, I like how we're balancing it, because first we talk about health, and that's not always fun to talk about, but we're balancing it with some fun.
That's right, because those memorable moments when we're on vacation, they're very special, and we want to come back and talk about them. We also want to show them to people, too. Maybe a little bit of bragging about some of the fun that we had. Now, I have on the phone with me Amy Ball, who is an O Magazine ambassador with me, and we just had a great time on the cruise together. So we're celebrating this year of adventure together as O Mag Insiders. And this cruise was great, and I saw her taking all kinds of great pictures, so I know that she can share some really, really good tips with us. But now she is a member of the Professional Photographers of America, the American Society of Media Photographers, and the American Photographic artist. So she knows a thing or two about photography. So Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you on. And you heard me just talking about, you know, you and I working together as O Magazine Insiders. So what inspired you to become an O Magazine Insider?
It actually started in January, looking out at my year plan. I tend to do that at least in January. And the January cover of O Mag said, "Live Big." And it just really resonated with me. There's Oprah over the Grand Canyon. And then come February's issue, I think it was the Happy Camper one. And then there was the application in the back. And I thought, well, why not me? Let's do this. And I was very shocked in March when I got the email saying you were selected, because I thought, gosh, how could that be possible? But it was maybe because you set the intention. It was really exciting.
Exactly. And your story sounds like so many of ours. I mean, we were, you know, just kind of always, you know, Oprah fans and loving the magazine. Then when this opportunity became available, it's like, why not give it a try? So absolutely. But what kind of things then inspire you to become a photographer? What inspired you?
Oh, gosh. I've had a camera in my hand since I was 11 years old. I won it in a contest in junior high. And from that moment on, besides writing and talking, photography became my way to share how I saw things, how I felt. It was like my visual journal from a very young age on. And as time went on, I found out I could actually turn that into a business and I'll actually like it. And then it just kept going from there, and it continues to evolve, and it always surprises me, but it always connects me with amazing people like you, Anita.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. And speaking of connecting, I mean, how has photography provided a way for you to maybe connect with other people? I think you even do some things with your son.
Absolutely. Well, my husband and I, we have four sons, and all of them are artistic in one way or another, but our second oldest is actually pursuing his love of photography and photojournalism at Northwestern, my alma mater, at the Medill School of Journalism currently. And when he was a young tween, he had his first camera, and it just turned into a way that at a point in time where boys in particular could be like growing up and growing out, he wanted to stay connected, and we learned things from each other, and we continue to do so. We're even traveling this weekend down to Southern Illinois to go photograph the solar eclipse together.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So you have all of the equipment that you need to actually photograph the solar eclipse?
Absolutely. He's been doing a lot of YouTube stalking and writing to friends that do this sort of thing all the time. I'm more of a people photographer and corporate photographer, so to, you know, kind of get outside my element a little bit, let him teach me a thing or two is going to be quite fun.
Well, that sounds like a great way to take part in this year of adventure, to actually have a solar eclipse happening during the year. So how are some other ways then that this year of adventure is kind of unfolding for you via your photography?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, going on the cruise and having the ability to photograph for myself for once in a long time was very fantastic. The connecting with other people. We have a couple big events where we're going out to Washington State at the end of the month and doing some camping, but I photograph for a quarterly lifestyle magazine. And so I'll be submitting those stories and images for that. So yeah, it just seems like I've always been one who loves to travel. And by saying yes to the opportunities keep arising. And I have a lot of travel in the future. It's very exciting.
Well, speaking of travel and photography, we would love for you to share some tips on how to take some of those great, great pictures that you can come back and really be proud of to show to your family and friends, especially since we like to kind of boast about those pictures. Look at where I was and the picture I took. So what tips do you have for us?
Yeah, sure. I have down to like three main points. The biggest thing is get close. You know, so often we'll take a picture at a safe distance, right? You don't want to interrupt something. But at the same time, almost everybody has a phone, a camera with them, whether it's their phone or a real camera. Mm-hmm. You know, put yourself a part of it. But if it's your pasta, the people, you know, whatever you're around, like make it so when someone looks back at that image, they feel like they were there.
Because that's really what people are wanting to do is connect to that photograph.
Absolutely, you know, and then when you look back on it, you can re-evoke that feeling. I just recently shot a theater production for Bridges of Madison County, and one of the quotes that stuck out with me on that is the lead character, Robert, says, "This is what we hope for, that someday one picture will make a difference to somebody." And so if you keep that in the back of your mind every time you take a picture, then you're not just what we call spraying and praying, just taking a bunch of pictures, hoping that something's pretty, or taking a picture and going, why did I even take that? Like, make it purposeful, you know, right. So that when you look back. And then the other thing is, you know, by getting closer, you're changing your perspective automatically. So whether it's top down or from the side, or, you know, if you have the ability to, you know, set it up on a tripod at a different angle or whatnot, I think it's traditional ways of seeing things is wonderful, but when you change it slightly and you're like, I never thought about it that way, you know. Yeah. Don't think postcard, think feeling again. Keep going back to that.
Now, if you guys are just joining us, Amy Boyle is a photographer and she's sharing these great tips on how to take wonderful, spectacular photographs when you're traveling. So what else, Amy, do you have for us?
Yeah, my big one, and this comes from me, is something I have to remind myself quite often, is put yourself in the shot. You know, you went on this amazing trip. You are with your family and your friends. And it doesn't have to be, you know, extend a arm selfie. You know, there's ways to hand your camera to a friend, to a tourist, to wherever you are, and get, you know, be a part of where you were. Don't just be the narrator, be the participant.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I know you have a website, so how can we go to your website and find out a bit more about you and see some of the photography that you've taken, and especially this year of adventure?
Absolutely. My Instagram and Twitter are Amy Boyle Photo, and my web address is amyboylephotography.com. And if you like, if you're an Oprah fan and you're familiar with OMEG Breathing Space, I have something on my Instagram called Visual Vacation. So whether it's a pretty picture or an inspirational quote and you want to get away from topics of stress or what have you, you know, you can kind of dial into a nice image and take a little break. And in the Instagram, in my profile, you can sign up to receive the Visual Vacation mailer that will be going out in October.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I'm signing up for that. Thank you so much, Amy, for coming on and sharing all of these great tips and sharing also, too, your year of adventure. We appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Anita.
All right. Thank you. Now, you guys, you sit tight because we're going to take a break right here. But the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. You can go down there and you will definitely be inspired to take tons and tons of photographs because it's beautiful there. Check out their website at SapeloIslandBeachVacations.com. Now, we are going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.